Welcome to the TEDx Youth Wrigleyville podcast, Youth American Style. I'm your host, Ann Johnsos. Joe Martin is a Chicago-based designer with a love for making things simple. At TEDx Youth Wrigleyville, he talked about using so-called time travel to improve lives. In his sidebar, he explained how he went from awkward adolescent to confident leader.
What were you like as a kid?
I'm going to go back. I'll say, can I start like 8th grade?
Sure.
Like 8th grade-ish?
Yeah.
Chubby little 8th grader with his braces and his gold club card who got to go to lunch early at that time if you did well in school. That's the kid who then started playing guitar. And then all of a sudden music started to become a part of my life. And a few years after learning how to play guitar, I would start a band. And then I was that kid in high school handing out flyers saying, hey, come see my show.
Okay, so who are you now? Tell me, what's your elevator pitch?
Ooh, my elevator pitch. Speaker, author, and designer.
Okay.
There we go. We got it down.
That was a quick elevator ride.
Yeah, we only went half a floor.
Yeah, exactly. We're stuck. We're stuck right now. So what motivates you right now?
This idea of, I think what a lot of people have, and especially a lot of entrepreneurs and people who start businesses, this idea of leaving our impact on the world before we're gone. Like, what can we do? We don't have a lot of time here. How do we make the most amount of this time to make it better when we're gone? That I think so many people share this idea that we just want to leave the world just a little better place when we came into it.
Absolutely. Tell me about time travel.
I mean, the movies have told us about time travel. We know all about it. And I think what it boils down to is don't time travel. Like, it all comes down to the more you try and go through the past and fix stuff, the more you mess it up. And so I think a lot of time travel is just this idea that we don't need it. And we can kind of write our own futures. That we have the ability to say, this is where we're going to go. And that helps us understand where we need to be.
How do we have that ability?
Ooh, to know where to go? Mm-hmm. It's real easy. What's one thing that makes you happy?
My children.
Beautiful. Just plan to spend more time with your children. That's it. There we go. You just time traveled.
So it's just about finding what makes you happy and going there?
Mm-hmm. Make that list. Make that list and say, in the next year, this is what's going to make this year amazing for me. And be able to look back at 11:59 p.m. on December 31st and say, that was a damn good year. But just know what you're cheersing to before that year begins.
What makes you happy?
Oh, chocolate milk, playing music, being with my girlfriend. I have a one wheel. I have this skateboard that just has an electric skateboard with one wheel in it. Oh, I love that thing. Designing new things, working with new people. I got a lot.
That's good stuff. How has your life been different from how you imagined it?
Ooh, I was supposed to be a rock star. I was supposed to be in a band. I was supposed to be up on stage. But now, coincidentally, still up on a stage, just not with music. And I think that a big part of it was, I think I used different mediums that I'm your stereotypical Leo with middle child syndrome, just compounded into one individual that I want to be the center of attention kind of thing. But then I also have that portion where I shy away as soon as you give me the attention. I'm like, oh stop it.
Like, go on. That's hilarious. If you could change one thing, what would it be?
Nothing. You can't go back. You can't go change things. That everything that happens, I think, leads us to this timeline that we're on. And I kind of subscribe to this idea that we wake up here. That if we think about it, the process of time travel would probably render you unconscious because of the physics and your body going through it. And I don't know about you, but I spent at least a good 4 hours last night that I don't remember. I just woke up here. How do I know I didn't time travel and just wake up today on the day that I happen to be giving a talk?
We have no idea, do we?
No. We time traveling every night. And I think that all we get is we wake up here. We wake up on this timeline. We have to look back at what's happened to us, what do we have, and what we do moving forward.
Wow, that just tripped me. all right, so we'll do this. If you could offer advice for the next generation, what would you say to the kids who are listening to this?
Name your year in advance. Before your year begins, give it a title. Know where you're headed. Know what that is. I think doing that one simple thing just helps you start to get more cognizant of what is this chapter of your life? What is this 2019 chapter? What's your 2020 chapter going to be?
So you say 2020 and then you list the things you want it to be.
You can just give it a name. Just give it a title. Like my 2016, I really focused on business that year, and I called it The Rise, and everything kind of just went back along that theme of being The Rise.
And so what's your 2020 going to be?
Don't know yet. We're not there yet. I got a little more time. I've got until 11:59 p.m. on December 31st to make that decision.
Well, I hope it's a big one.
Thank you.
Thanks again to Joe Martin for joining us on the TEDx Youth Wrigleyville podcast, Youth American Style. For more podcasts about youth and ways to guide them, please check out my other podcast, Apparently, a-parent-lee, on iTunes and at wgnradio.com.